The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing can conceal nothing can conceal that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul and the body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without the Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. Today's gospel is a continuation of Jesus sending out the 12 and the instructions he's giving them before they go. In last week's gospel, Jesus instructs the apostles to proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. Having given them those instructions, and in the verses between this Sunday's gospel and last week, he tells them that they are being sent as sheep among wolves, and that they will be hated because of his name, and gives them the assurance, "But whoever endures will be saved." Today's gospel opens with Jesus telling them, "Fear no one." He continues with, "Do not be afraid of the one who will kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul and the body in Gehenna." Last week in the gospel is the only listing in Matthew's gospel of the apostles. And his list begins first, Simon called Peter. And we can see Matthew pointing us to the foundation of the church that will follow Christ's earthly ministry. It concludes with Judas Iscariot, the one who betrays him. Throughout the instructions to the 12, Jesus tells them not to rely on themselves, but to have faith that God the Father will provide what they need. Even the words they are to speak in the moment of persecution, God will give them, for they will be the words of the Father, not theirs. Matthew has set before us two distinct paths. One of humility fueled by faith. We can call this Peter's path. The other, pride fueled by fear, and we can call this Judas' path. Jesus warns us to fear the one who can destroy both the body and the soul. And as tempting as it is to think of that as Satan, we are mistaken. For Satan has no ultimate power over us. Let us reflect on Christ's words in this context of Matthew's gospel. In verse 22, he says, "You will be hated because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." In verses 32 and 33, he says, "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Father." The fear we are called to here is what Thomas Aquinas calls holy fear. That is the fear that God, in his perfect love, will not force us to accept his unconditional love, that we may be allowed to forsake God, and the consequence of this choice, eternal separation from God. The Book of Wisdom tells us it is the wicked that have brought death on themselves by word and deed their own, court death and melt away in its embrace. Peter or Judas? Matthew lays these two paths before us. Each enters into an intimate relationship with Christ. Each experiences Christ's love and has an encounter with him. Each is given the authority to act in his name. And on the night of his arrest, each of them deny him. It is their response to that evening that sets them apart. Judas turns inward, symbolizing the world without faith, and in his despair, destroys himself. Peter, realizing his act, beats on his chest and weeps bitterly. He returns to the others and becomes the cornerstone of the church that will become the source of our sacramental life, where in baptism we are made children of God, in the confessional our sins forgiven and we are redeemed, and where we will receive the most precious body and blood as Christ gives us life itself. Pope Benedict's reflection on God, creator of heaven and earth, says, to live by faith is to recognize the greatness of God and accept our smallness, our condition as creatures, letting God's love fill us. And the difference we see between Judas and Peter is Peter humbly recognizes that he is a creature and he is weak, and that only God can redeem him. Judas falls to despair. We are loved unconditionally by the God that is love himself, and he calls us to him. And yet, as St. Augustine says, the God who created you without you will not save you without you. Let us take the time to look to God's love, to embrace God, to set our pride aside, and humbly ask God what his will is for each of our lives. Thank you.